Let's talk about how to convince your developers or boss to implement schema.org. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So let's talk about what schema markup is first. Schema.org, often called schema, is a semantic vocabulary of tags or microdata that you can add to your HTML to improve the way search engines read or represent your data in the search engine result pages. It's metadata that's agreed upon by all of the major search engines. I usually explain it like if you have, say you're an author and you have a page about a book, you can actually put in the code that it's a book in a way that the search engines all understand. You can also put in the code that you're an author in a way the search engines all understand, and you can link those two things together. So why is schema markup necessary? Well, it can result in rich snippets, search snippets. It can also create Google actions. It feeds data directly into voice results. Once your data is structured, it can become interoperable in other systems. It helps searchers who don't know the exact name of a topic, but can find it by searching by the characteristics. Or if there's online confusion around your brand name or products, or your knowledge panel isn't accurate, it can help with that disambiguation. Or if you notice that the click-through rate for your listings is low, schema markup might help by creating rich results for your URLs and other assets in search. And if your site has recipes, it's basically almost a requirement. So for recipes, if they have schema markup in place, the structured data labels each element of the recipe and allows searchers to search for the recipe by ingredient, calorie count, cook time, etc. And while it's the other thing about recipe sites is that it will, at the moment, all of the recipes that have markup in place are at the top, and there's a navigation element in those search results that say view more, which pushes everything that's not a structured data recipe very to the bottom. It just keeps showing recipes that only have markup in place. And while it's not a ranking factor per se, 75% of the top 100 Alexa sites have schema markup in place. So how can schema markup impact your organic traffic? Google's compiled a bunch of case studies regarding the impact of schema.org markup. So here's a couple. Rakuten increased their traffic from search engines by 2.7% by adding the recipe schema markup. Eventbrite boosted traffic 100% by adding event schema markup. Now, both of these create rich snippets in search for sure. Schema app, which is one of the software I'm going to talk about later that can help you deploy schema, has seen that all of their enterprise clients have 35% more impressions, 26% more clicks, 20% higher click-through rate by adding the markup. And also their clients on average have ranked 9 positions higher in search. Brainly deployed QA page markup on all of their markets, and the average click-through rate of their QA pages is 15 to 25% higher for those pages that have the markup in place. The other benefits of adding schema markup include if you have video schema markup in place, the users in search can then play your video directly in search, and it also will display the video length and other details about the video. And if you have job postings, that markup will put you directly into Google's job search experience. So the schema markup I recommend for most of my clients are the organization CMS markup, video, FAQ and how-to, breadcrumb, images, events, author, search box, Speakable, definitely recipes if they happen to have recipes on their site. So how do you implement schema? Well, Google recommends implementing schema.org in a JSON-LD format with Google Tag Manager, and I've provided instructions on my website. But there's also plugins that make it a lot easier, like Yoast, the schema.org meta tag module for Drupal, schema app. Some of those are paid. But most of the time, it takes developer resources to get it implemented. Drafting user stories that include the need for the results that schema markup provides might help persuade your developers. I've got a really great presentation that Izzy Smith shared at SMX on my site of a user story that narrates that. So that's your tip for today. Justification why you should add schema markup to your SEO roadmap and how to get it prioritized. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.